Hello.
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 Hi, is this Glenn?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Glenn. How are you? My name is Samantha Hayes, and I got a concern regarding your project in terms of the marketing package, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Please explain the problem.
The problem is the marketing was a complete waste of time. I invested, in fact, somewhere north of $8,000 into marketing, and basically all I got was a Instagram post and Facebook post that I probably could have gave any computer-literate teenager about $500 to take care of for me. You all built the website for me that has no traffic going to it, no way to traffic to it. So it was pretty much a complete waste of time and money.
Okay, Glenn, thank you so much for the explanation. Let me just open up your account here. You do understand that the postings and the online presence that we have created, that is the first step to marketing any kind of product or services, right? Because you can't just start selling something or selling a product. Obviously, we have to establish and maintain credibility, authenticity, that you are out there and there's a book that you have published. So basically, the awareness campaign is part of that entire process because you have to set your footprint in the market first and then move on to sales. Otherwise, why would people actually purchase something that they do not know about? You understand what I'm saying? Awareness is part of the game. So that has to be the first step.
Hey, hold on. Oh, save your spiel. I will tell you what I do know.
Mm-hmm.
Raphael, whatever his last name is, I don't have the information right in front of me at the moment, talked me into purchasing this package
mm-hmm.
with all these spectacular tales of how quickly things would sell as soon as this package
mm-hmm.
rolled out, and I had
mm-hmm.
to pay for it prior to the beginning of last year's school season because
okay.
they wanted the book, they wanted the advertisements rolled out whenever the
mm-hmm.
school season starts because that's prime book sale season. Makes sense to
mm-hmm.
me. That's when kids go into bookstores, things of that nature. So
mm-hmm.
I promptly pay the money. I
mm-hmm.
also pay him an additional, I think, $3,000 or $4,000 for prime marketing in the New York Times, things of that nature, and all I asked in return was for him to send me proof that that happened. That
mm-hmm.
I never got that proof. So
okay.
the school season goes past. I don't see jack shit as far as the marketing goes, and
mm-hmm.
as I inquire about that further, oh, well, we're waiting to get it rolling come Christmas season. The whole story changed. You, every one of you all I've had to deal with, your story keeps changing, and I love how each one of you wants to educate me on how the process goes. And
mm-hmm.
as time goes and money gets spent and no results are given, your process and things just change a little bit more each time. I am not an idiot. I understand how sales work. I understand you have to put marketing and things out there of that nature. But whenever your calendar and your big push keeps moving and moving back further and further, and after Christmas, whenever I was supposed to be seeing, oh, so many sales, and it resulted in one sale,
uh-huh.
no, that's kind of disappointing, and I have completely been misled on your marketing abilities and what you all can do. And I do not need another one of you people calling me to try to explain to me how this works. So if that's
okay,
all you
yeah.
want to do was to tell me how this
works,
you're wasting your time. Now, I have invested. No, you do not understand. Let me finish. I have
okay.
invested somewhere north of $20,000 into this.
Mm-hmm.
I have got jack squat back. I was not
okay.
paid for the books that I had printed that I said I would get paid, and just the same as the marketing. Every time I have to talk to one of you yahoos about this, it changes a little bit. Oh, it got pushed back a little further. So all these personal guarantees and these promises and these money back and all this is about to get called forward because you all have not delivered on anything that you said you would do. Now, you don't know me, and I don't know you. But I will say, so far, you're the only person with Penguin Book Writers that I've ever talked to that has not tried to get money out of me. But I'm sure that probably next thing come out of your mouth, because That's all I hear from you people is I need to invest this little bit more, or 1,000 here and 1,000 there, and I am quite sick of it. So unless you have something new to tell me, we have nothing else to discuss. This conversation is being recorded. As I have saved all my emails, I have saved all my information, all the interactions with Penguin Book Writers, and this will probably end up in court sometime because this has been basically a wire fraud scam that I am sick of dealing with.
Okay. Can I go now?
If you have anything different to say other than the spiels I've already heard from Raphael, Rachel,
it's not the same.
And all
it's
the
not
others.
The same pitch. I'm not here to sell anything to you, first of all. I'm from the compliance department, so my primary aim or resolution is to actually resolve your concern. And on the contrary, all the people that you've spoken to, you were actually, they were defending or, providing you explanations and clarifications regarding this. On the contrary, I'm here to help you out in this case, okay? So let's just change the perception a bit. I'm here as a helping hand, and thank you so much for providing all the details, a detailed account of what happened on your part, and I apologize for any kind of inconvenience caused, okay? So now,
would you like to reimburse me $9,000 in marketing?
I'm coming down to that. In order to reimburse you, obviously you mentioned somewhere down the line that you got not even a single sale, correct?
I got one sale from your marketing.
That's it? From all of the platforms?
That's it.
Okay. Can you share the sales report with us?
No. You have that information. You don't need me to share that.
How do I have that information? See, the information, the sales report is going to be generated from your Amazon or Barnes & Noble account, and I believe we do not have those credentials. So
yes,
you do.
Rachel has
okay,
those.
Let me check. Just stay with me on the line, okay?
Hey, I'm right here.
Thank you very much for being online, Glenn. We did have your credentials at the time of publication, and that was like months ago. So at this point of time, if there is any updation, for example, if there's a change of password or anything, if you can share those credentials with Rachel, let's begin to get the sales report first so that we can talk facts, okay?
Nothing has changed. She has the information from before, and there is no sales to report.
She doesn't have that. She doesn't have the credentials.
Well, what did she do with
it?
Because she helped create it and she set it all up. So where did it go? Where did it just disappear into thin air?
Are you saying that you did not change the password for the accounts?
No. She logged into the account many a time, and all I would get was the text from Amazon saying somebody was trying to access my account and give me the code reference number, and she would reach out to me, and I would give her the code reference number. We've done it many a time. Nothing has changed since then.
Right. Okay. All right, Glenn. Here's the plan, all right? We're going to take baby steps, and we're going to take this slow. Let me just explain to you the complete process so you understand why I am working on getting solid evidences in terms of our case, okay? See, you discuss things with me. My job is to get first-hand communication with the client and understand the concern. Hear the client's end of the story. Once that is done, I do all the paperwork, and then I forward the case to the finance department. So it completely depends on how well you and I coordinate on this in order to obtain your refund from the finance department. So here's what I'm going to do first. I'm going to coordinate with Rachel, and I'll see what are the sales stats like. Let's take a look at that and your marketing progress report, okay? These are the two things that I'm going to work on at this point of time. Once I have all the information gathered, I will be calling you back to discuss things further. Before I do that, I'll share these stats with you as well. For documentation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your time again, Glenn. And as I said, rest assured, I'm not taking any money from you, and I'm not here to sell anything to you. So just relax, sit back. I'll handle things, okay? I'm here to advocate on your behalf. So let's work this out together, and let's find you a way out, okay?
Thank you. I look forward to working with you.
No problem. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.